It's Monday, March 17th, 2008. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
Hey, you got yourself a fish biscuit. How'd you do that?
My name's Daniel.
Maybe we should just tell him.
Tell us what?
Let's not confuse anyone.
Well, Daniel, maybe if you talk real slow, we'll be able to follow.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That right there, brand new music from Denmark. That was the band Snake and Jet's Amazing Bullet Band with the song Kolmelon. It's from their brand new record X-Ray Spirit, which comes out next week here in the United States of America. And it's a pretty fine record. If you like that song, you're going to like, I think, a lot of the record, because I did. And I'm talking over another song from it, which let's just hear a little bit of this, because it's pretty good. Snake and Jet's Amazing Bullet Band, worth checking out if you like that music right there. All right, up next, three short songs in a row from Adam Green, Brooklyn's own. Adam Green has been making music for a while. He started out with the Moldy Peaches, he and Kemi Dawson, the Moldy Peaches, and they were really good, and then they broke up, and they've kind of been doing their own thing since then. Kemi Dawson's found her own success with stuff like the soundtrack to Juno, which, very good soundtrack, and her music was excellently, superbly used in that film, I might say. And also, Adam Green, pretty good in his own right, as this album proves. It's kind of a departure, I would say, from his Moldy Peaches days, certainly. It sounds kind of like kids' music from the 70s, almost, or something. It's kind of weird. But I love it. It's really great. And the 20-track album, only two songs exceed 3 minutes. Almost every song is like 2 minutes long. So to prove that point, let's hear three very short songs in a row. We're going to hear Morning After Midnight, followed by Tropical Island, and then Grandma, Shirley, and Papa. Very good songs indeed, all of them. It was hard to choose because there are so many good songs. But anyway, here it is, Adam Green, Morning After Midnight, Tropical Island, and Grandma, Shirley, and Papa from the album Sixes and Sevens, which comes out tomorrow. Check it out where else but on The Sounds of My Head.
Change every day. Hey, things won't be bad all the time now. Stay bad all the time. But hey now, little lady, this is a tragical sign. It's a sign. Morning after midnight, things don't ever go right. Morning after midnight, hey, bye bye. Not so sad to wake up, but I took the beta. Morning after midnight, what's going on, yeah? Ow! Hey, what's that sound?
What's that sound?
Might get a glimpse of just what's going down. Oh, modern lover, what's that noise? Ah, it's just you, Johnny, not one of your boys. We say, hey. Hey, things won't be strange any day now. Hey, things won't be bad all the time now. Stay bad all the time. But hey now, little lady, this is a tragical sign. It's a sign, it's a sign, it's a sign. Morning after midnight, things don't ever go right. Morning after midnight, hit by and by. Not so sad to wake up, but I took the beta. Morning after midnight, hey, cha-cha-cha.
My guest is Dan Kennedy, and he's written a memoir about working at a major record label, writing advertising and marketing campaigns. You have a great and very long light bulb joke in the book, and I'm going to ask you to read an excerpt of it.
Question: how many of the likes of us does it take to change a light bulb? Answer: first of all, before we change anything, is the light bulb really burned out? Maybe we just need to breathe some life into it, repackage it. Maybe it could be in a beer commercial. Maybe we could get it out on the road with a brighter light bulb. The other thing to think about is that this summer, Honda is rolling out a $100 million campaign for a new car aimed at 30-somethings who consider themselves adventurous and spontaneous, but can't really afford something like a luxury SUV. And it might be a perfect campaign to tie this light bulb into. Also, and this is just an idea, what if we found out what video games are being released in the third quarter and maybe pitched the idea of having our light bulb make an appearance in the video game at some certain level of completion? Like you get to a dark cave, let's say, if it's an adventure game, and if you have enough points, you can get the light bulb. And it would be our light bulb, obviously. And then it's easier to see in the cave. The other thing is this. Worst case scenario, the light bulb is, in fact, burned out. Is that really the end of the world? I mean, maybe that's actually of more value to us in the long run. Picture this for the voiceover. The light bulb is dead, but the legend lives on. Re-released, remastered, revealed. The light bulb, in stores now. It almost makes more sense than taking the time to change it. Plus, if we can sell it without dealing with it, you know what I mean? No demands from it. No hotels, no road expense, no delays in the project from its end, etc. But like I said, I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, just brainstorming. None of this is written in stone.
Tropical Island, oh, oh. Tropical Island, oh, oh. Feel the sea breeze waiting to lay you down just like a diamond. Oh, courageous doofus by design, blankets filled with iodine. Lover come again just fine, made us in one day. Ring ding battering ram, fool dissect the battle plan. He who sells us Percodans one day tropical island, whoa, 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 whoa. When I'm a sad sight, oh, oh. When I'm just bagpipes, oh, oh. I want to make it known you befriend me long after my twilight, oh. Widest ocean, soft inside, just enough to color it nice. Who's your willing sacrifice? Made us in one day. Ring ding, another one dies. Watching posers scandalize, trading off their panty lines one day. Tropical island, whoa, 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 whoa. Dreaming of a taxi, which covers my dismay. It's in a tunnel. The sun discounts the rain for all those blowhards just crying where you are. The light is out there, tears eclipse the sun. It's just too far. Widest ocean, soft inside, just enough to color it nice. Who's your willing sacrifice? Made us in one day. Ring ding, another one dies. Watching posers scandalize, trading off their panty lines one day. Tropical island, whoa, 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 whoa.
I got really tired of, you know, basically guys who were making a ton of money and had offices the size of my entire apartment telling me that it's a really tough time for music. But if you go out in whatever city, you know, you're in tonight, and you tell the 600 kids or the 100 kids or the 50 kids or the 2,000 kids lined up at the club to see their favorite band that this is a really tough time for music, they'll look at you like you're mental. The only thing that's wrong in the music business is the consumers and the fans caught on to the fact that they've kind of been getting a weird deal at $20 per CD for three good songs and some fillers type of thing. So one thing I learned is that I could probably really succeed in a corporate environment if I could just say incredibly vague things with a straight face. You know, like, if you could just sort of be like a smart, casual-dressed beat poet, basically.
Have you heard the news? Big boy's picking his nose. Picking his nose, and you want to find out if these are my favorite shows.
Favorite shows.
It's all right what you do, but you're beating them back. Going undercover like a lumberjack. Hey, hey, what are you giving away? Grandma Shirley and Papa. Grandma Shirley and Papa. Papa grew cranky. Grandma Shirley got mad. Then there was a time when I hosted Grandma Shirley. I'm Sticky Boy Ricky. She's the mama sign if anyone's looking her way.
Looking her way.
And I want her gone, but I just ask people to stay.
Please stay.
Tax collector in a wax museum. Child molester or son of Sam. Hey, hey, what are you giving away? Grandma Shirley and Papa. Grandma Shirley and Papa. Windows of a nightmare. Windows of a night. I wish I was a father and I had another family like Sticky Boy Ricky. And you've got to survive in a mother's eyes, see the woman's side of the storm. And you've got to survive in a woman's eyes, see the mother's side of the storm. Got to survive in a mother's eyes, see the woman's side of the storm. Got to survive in a mother's eyes, see the woman's side of the storm. Oh, oh, oh.
My guest is Elliot Van Buskirk. He writes about digital media for Wired.com on his blog, Listening Post.
Well, iTunes just became the second largest music retailer in the country. Now, that counts stores, websites, anything. This is actually the second largest music retailer of any kind in the country. So it's not a niche.
The first being Walmart?
Yes, yes. I remember seeing a statistic at one point that 35% of music in the country was purchased at Walmart, which is kind of interesting.
It kind of is, because it's not the specialty people, obviously, who are going to Walmart to buy their music.
You know what's funny to me? The number one selling album of last year was a Christmas album by Josh Groban, who I hadn't heard of previously to that, and I follow music professionally. I think that the most popular albums are not being purchased by people who really like music, which I think is really, really interesting right now.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories, when everything was as bright as the bluest sky. Now and then when I see your face, it takes me away to that special place. But if I stare too long, I probably break down and cry.
Man, the amazing Victoria Bergsman, formerly of The Concretes, now of Taken by Trees, which was that band, doing a cover of the 1980s power ballad by Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, though that version was a wee bit different, I would say, and a lot better. But that's I love that song. Actually, Luna also did that song, cover that song, which I love even more than the Taken by Trees version, I think. But Taken by Trees, great version of the song. Very nice spin on that classic song. And I have to admit, though, I made it a little shorter. It was the real song a little bit longer. So if you buy it, then you'll get a longer thing, same price, but it's a little bit longer, so better value. Look at it like that. Speaking of buying things, you can look for links to where you can buy everything I play on The Sounds of My Head at The Sounds of My Head's website, which is thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you can also leave comments like Rob and Scott did last week. I appreciate that, fellas. You guys, you know, feel free. Leave comments. I read them if people leave them. Okay, whatever. Okay, up next, a band from the UK. They're from Reading. This band is called Pete and the Pirates, and they're your typical kind of British young kid rock band sound, but they're really good. They're really, really good. And then we're going to hear two songs. The first one's really short. It's like a minute, 15 seconds. It's called She Doesn't Belong to Me. And the second is called Mr. Understanding, and it's just got to be a single. It's the kind of song where you hear it the first time, and you're like, have I heard this before? This is so good. This is a great song, because it's just that good. And so it's called Mr. Understanding, incredibly toe-tappingly catchy. And they're both from the same album called Little Death, which just came out recently. So check it out. Pete and the Pirates with She Doesn't Belong to Me, followed by Mr. Understanding. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head?
It's so cold this morning, my breath comes out. I'm still stuck inside my dream. I can hide behind sunglasses. It's not as bad as it seems. Don't sell a car, just rob a bank or a corner shop. You'll get some excitement in the papers, in the car, in the cars. They'll feed you in prison.
Ago, there was this speech to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
I think when people take a look back at this moment in our economic history, they'll recognize tax cuts work. They have made a difference.
They've made what kind of difference, would you say?
Growth fell to 0.6% in the fourth quarter of last year. It's clearly slow. The economy shed more than 80,000 jobs in 2 months. Prices are up at the gas pump and in the supermarket. Housing values are down.
Might I also add that the price of every commodity in the world is going through the roof? Hello, oil. Hello, gold. Home loan rates went up again yesterday. And the dollar is worth less against foreign currency than it's ever been worth in my lifetime.
Our economy obviously is going through a tough time.
Right. So, clearly,
I think when people take a look back at this moment in our economic history, they'll recognize tax cuts work.
My cold, cold hands. trying hard to remember how we ever started out with our sights so high. Looking down, seeing your yellow fingers, and if you don't understand, then at least that's why. If you really want some understanding, you will let it can be quite frustrating. If you really want to understand it, you will let it can be quite demanding.
Finishing up this episode of This Sounds in My Head, new music from Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks, formerly of Pavement. Stephen Malkmus doing his own thing for the last little while, and most of it not nearly as good as Pavement. And he has a new album, which just came out recently, called Real Emotional Trash, and it lives up to his reputation as Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks of not being as good as Pavement. But it's got a handful of good tracks on it, like there's some actually really good songs. And we're going to hear one right now. It's called Gardenia, and it's amazingly good. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks with Gardenia.
I kind of like the way you dot your J's with giant circles of naivete. The kind of circles include everything. Don't mean to damn you with the faintest praise. It's just a symptom of the blind age. Walter Lippmann, he would be amazed. So you got some curb appeal, or can you cook a three-course meal? Or are you just a present waiting to be opened up and parceled out of? Gardenia, dressed in the campaign journal, in the rucksack of an Afrikaner candidate for mild reform. It's like we're at a Ponzi scammer now. There's no escaping without a door prize. They're operating at significant loss. Now the way that you watch your ways, Richard Avedon, Richard Avedon would, Richard Avedon would surely approve. So much for your curb appeal, so much for the three-course meal. Cause I am not a present waiting to be opened up and parceled out of. Torture of the Van Wyck Expressway at 5 p.m. on Friday gives you some idea of how rejection makes me feel when you are a gardenia.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was 10 Cities Beyond by Snake and Jet's Amazing Bullet Band. I also talked over Open Field by Taken by Trees and 5 minus 4 equals Unity by Pavement. If you like the music you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen and leave comments at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks on March 31st with an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.